Good morning and Happy New Year. Thank you for coming today, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity, as always, to speak to you on the state of the county. I believe we have a lot to be proud of that we've accomplished, and also there's a lot of work to be done, as shared by my fellow commissioners, for our future generations. Every year, I end up choosing a word that guides me through some of the decisions I make. The word is not just, you know, to put on a shelf, but it's something that drives action and not just a slogan. It's a way of living. And this year, the word that I've come up with is commitment. Commitment to my family, who is the rock and inspiration. Commitment to my faith, which gives me the strength and well-being. And commitment to my family, and commitment to my family, which gives me the strength and hope. Find where I am. Commitment to our country, which is the greatest nation on earth. And commitment to being a servant leader, which means putting others before myself. Commitment to our state, which is full of potential and opportunities. And of course, commitment to you, Carroll County, which is a home and our community. I want to share some of the thoughts and ways I'm dedicating myself to this commitment and how we can work together to make the county better and stronger. I want to start off by saying that my family, my faith, and myself are the most important things in my life. They shape who I am and I serve and how I serve you and our community. I am proud to be a second-generation American whose grandparents came here to escape the persecution for their own beliefs. I know that we are not perfect, but we live in a place that values diversity and inclusion more than anywhere else. We must protect these freedoms and teach our children and grandchildren about the sacrifices that were made for them. I want to serve you as a county commissioner because I care about our community and our county. We can achieve more by working together than by dividing ourselves along partisan lines. And I see myself as a servant leader who listens to your needs and concerns and acts on them. I respect your rights as property owners, and I want to make sure our county policies reflect that. Creating a strong economy, a safe environment, a free society, and a transparent government to our county and are all important to me. That's why I need your feedback and support to make this happen. A strong partnership with the state was evident in 2023, especially when we faced the terrible windstorms in August that damaged our community. We worked together with Governor Moore's administration, the municipalities, our first responders, private industry, local legislators, and the government workforce providing together, that showing that we are stronger. We demonstrated how we can overcome any challenges when we cooperate and collaborate. There are many other examples of teamwork that you may not hear about, but are important for the well-being of Carroll County. We must not let political differences divide us, but rather we must focus on what is best for our community. We, your county commissioners, have the duty to set the vision, the goals, the priorities for our community, and to use our resources wisely. You have the right and the opportunity to make sure that we do our job well. Our FY24 budget reflects some very important decisions that were made based on priorities and values. Some of those to highlight that were shared: the fire EMS that we're moving forward with, the school system that was also shared. We've got the best in the state, and it's a big challenge because Maryland highlights the strength of our public education, but it's also fought with, as shared, the blueprint that's looming ahead of us. We're rewarding our government's partners and increased compensation for the hard work and dedication to our community's safety, security, and well-being. We have not raised our taxes that our county controls for more than 10 years. This makes it difficult to cover the cost of keeping up with our county services at the same level, as well as meeting the state's demands and adjusting for inflation. Decisions must be made regarding our must-have priorities, along with what services or projects we will delay or cancel, and what sources of income we will seek. The growth of our residential and commercial sectors is and will not be enough to make the needed differences in increasing revenue. These are the realities that we face and must address. We are fortunate to have a team of dedicated employees who work and hard despite the low wages and in many cases are understaffed. I'm proud to report that our county is in great shape today and an amazing place to call home. Our finances are strong, helping us to maintain the AAA bond rating since 2018. As shared, our public schools are among the best in Maryland, a state known for its excellent education system. Our public library has one of the highest rates of books borrowing per person in our state. Major businesses and employment projects are underway, creating opportunities for high quality jobs. And almost 80,000 as shared acres of our farmland is now protected in our agricultural land preservation programs. Our vision for the future is bold and inspiring, but we also need to be prudent and accountable to our spending and our choices. We aim to deliver the highest quality of services for our community, but we also have to consider the price and benefit of those services. To achieve these outcomes, we seek your input and your collaboration, making Carroll County a place that offers services, being the desirable place to work, to visit, and to have our business. And as always, life is good. Thank you.